1490 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. The race for the White House. I'm Richard Cantu. At the CNN presidential debate, President Biden and former President Trump clashed on all the major issues, but it's Mr. Biden's performance that's getting the most attention.
They wanted people to start paying attention. They wanted to try and quiet some of the criticisms about Joe Biden and show Americans that he is ready to do this for four more years. It's hard to say how this is the night that they were hoping for, and even the rules that they laid out with the microphones being muted really seemed to benefit Donald Trump throughout the night.
ABC's Karen Travers.
I think this is a disaster for Joe Biden. He looked every bit his age and more. The contrast with Donald Trump, who came across as so much more vigorous, was just stunning.
ABC News political contributor Steve Roberts. This is ABC News. Aerospace giant Boeing being sanctioned by the National Transportation Safety Board for disclosing details in the middle of the investigation of the in-flight door plug blowout on an Alaska Airlines MAX 9737.
In a scathing statement, the NTSB saying Boeing blatantly violated NTSB investigative regulations and Boeing's signed party agreement with the NTSB by providing non-public investigative information to the media and speculating about possible causes of the January 5th door plug blowout, adding few entities know the rules better than Boeing.
ABC's Gio Benitez. In a statement, Boeing said it deeply regrets overstepping. We've learned of the death of Kinky Friedman. He was a singer-songwriter and satirist who led the alt-country band Texas Jew Boys, toured with Bob Dylan, and sang with Willie Nelson. He also dabbled in politics with campaigns for Texas governor. He'd suffer from Parkinson's disease for several years. Kinky Friedman was 79. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Paul 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver. Yeah, it takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kalen Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another attempt to recall State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss comes up short. The Wisconsin Elections Commission ruled Thursday the recall petitioners failed to turn in enough valid signatures. Three Republican commissioners and one Democrat voted that hundreds of signatures were gathered after the deadline. Outreach specialists are trying to recruit the next generation of Hmong farmers in Wisconsin. Many Hmong farmers are getting close to retirement age and their grown children have different ideas about farming.
Older Hmong farmers, farming is therapeutic for them. They're making a little bit of money, but also farming and gardening makes them happy. The difference is that these younger farmers, they want farming to be financially sustainable.
Ye'imo Yang is with the Groundswell Conservancy. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Bucks add a player in the first round. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA Draft. The Bucks picked A.J. Johnson, a 19-year-old guard from California who was offered to play at Texas but chose the pro league in Australia.
No, I loved my time in Australia, just playing with professionals at an early age and just picking their brains, you know, seeing what they do to be great professionals and stuff like that. I just felt like that was just really good for my development on and off the court, and I had great guys that I was with, so It made it so much, like, a lot more fun.
Bucks GM John Horst.
He's growing up playing against pros, which I think is great for him.
Round two of the draft is tonight. Baseball, the Brewers have the day off after sweeping the Rangers with a 6-5 win in extra innings. Andrew Monasterio to left field to drive in the winning run in the 10th.
The team pulls for him. He understands his role. I mean, it's great for someone like that to pick everybody up.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies here in the overnight and a light south to southeast wind. And by daybreak, temperatures in the mid and upper 50s. Showers and thunderstorms possible for your Friday. Mostly cloudy skies. Highs in the middle 70s. Currently 62 degrees.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer is here from the recombobulation area. And then we talk all things entertainment with OnMilwaukee.com's Matt Miller. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to hour two of our program. On the line with us, our buddy Phil Itner, the veteran war correspondent based out of Kyiv, Ukraine, and the host of the new podcast, On the Edge, available wherever fine podcasts are found. You can also check out his video blog over on YouTube. Just plug in his name, Philip Itner, P-H-I-L-I-P-I-T-T-N-E-R. Itner Philip, backwards, is his Twitter handle. And Phil, welcome back to the program. I understand that the power situation, that the Russian dictatorship has been bombing the Ukrainian democracy pretty severely, and now they're attacking the power systems, the power grid?
Well, they've been doing that for quite some time. And as a matter of fact, recently, two of their top military heads, Shoigu and General Gerasimov, have been indicted at the ICC for specifically targeting the civilian electrical grid. And we're feeling the brunt of it. Yesterday, I had about 3 hours of electricity. Today, I'll be lucky if I get six. They have a roster that you can check online on your mobile phone, on your cell phone, that'll tell you, you know, these are the hours that you're definitely not going to have power. These are the hours where you may or may not have power. And these are the hours where you will most likely have power. And thankfully, we seem to be falling in to one of those windows of about two and a half hours where we have electricity. So we got lucky today, but it's not the normal. It's not the norm. The norm is no electricity. And the knock-on effect is really, it ripples out. You know, you can't go shopping because you don't know if the stores are going to be open because maybe they have generators, but maybe they don't want to be using those generators at that particular hour. You know, you try and keep your doors of your refrigerator closed. Anybody who's gone through a natural disaster will sympathize with this. You know, I had some food in the fridge last night that I ate thinking that it was safe, but it has had such a lack of electricity that I did end up getting a little rumbly tumbly down in the old stomach area. I won't go into details, but it's how we live. It's how we live. And it's far worse in the East, obviously, where they're actively being shelled. We still come under attack here as well. But it is these other aspects of this conflict and what war does to a population that maybe you don't think about when you think about, you know, war, you know, in the concept of kind of like war movies and combat and explosions and deprivations. And those are indeed happening. But there are these other things that happen in war which rob civilians and rob people of their agency and control over their own life. And, you know, not to mention the obvious threat to safety and everything that you hold dear. It is a strain, Tom. It is definitely a strain. It is difficult being here. But being a foreigner, I'm not going anywhere because I've kind of dedicated myself to responsibility of keeping this story in people's minds. But then Ukrainians are responding to it, obviously with some frustration and difficulty of life and the quality of living. But they know why it's happening, and it is not because of their own government, and it's not because of, say, civil engineers who are working overtime to keep the power on.
Right.
It's because of Moscow. It's because of Moscow. And so it is a counterproductive thing for them to be doing this, because the Ukrainians themselves only get more and more angry and resistant.
Well, and an awful lot of this damage, would have been prevented if Mike Johnson and the Republicans in the House of Representatives hadn't stalled U.S. aid to Ukraine for a full, 6 months or a year? It was almost
7 months.
Well,
7 months with no legislation, no passing of funding, and in that period, our air defenses were greatly diminished, and many of the primary sources of electricity were hit during that period of time. So yes, I do hold the Republican Party and Mike Johnson responsible for the huge amount of damage that's been done, and which will now affect everybody's lives here.
Phil, I'm reading that either NATO or the EU, the article I had read said the EU, but the headline I saw in Drudge said NATO, were offering Ukraine kind of a bridge to membership. What's the story here?
There is EU. There are EU ascension talks that
Basically, the economic bloc, not the military bloc, as it were.
No, economic, but also diplomatic and interstate relations, so that you can have free trade, you can have free freedom of movement throughout the entire union.
Right.
You become part of a much larger bloc when you join the EU. Not going to happen anytime soon. Ukraine has a lot of work to do, notably within their issues with corruption. But this is an indication that they will be fast-tracked, and it is an indication that Europe certainly is not going anywhere in its support for Ukraine. What happens with our election in November will have a huge contributing factor on the future of Ukraine. But the Europeans themselves are saying no. We want Ukraine to be with us, not on the side of Moscow. The other big indication of that, Tom, is this announcement this week that we are going to have a new NATO Secretary General, Jan Stoltenberg, a Norwegian who has been there for roughly about 10 years, is stepping down. The Dutch Mark Rutte is going to be taking his place in October, and Rutte has been a outspoken advocate for supporting Ukraine. He was the one that kind of pushed through the F-16s from Holland. He has taken real serious issue with Hungary's Viktor Orban. So he is seen as a friend to Kiev. But another indication the Europeans are staying right where they are when it comes to support for Ukraine. The big question mark looming, of course, is what happens in our election in November.
The other story that I'm hearing that I wanted to fact check with you, and if it is true or if they are true, there's two pieces to this, ask you what the consequences of this will be, were that I have heard that the Biden administration either is or is contemplating allowing American contractors to send American citizens to Ukraine to service the weapon systems that we're selling to Ukraine, and presumably that would mean F-16s and whatnot as well. What happens if there are Americans on the ground? And I realize there's a lot of Americans in Ukraine right now, but what happens if they're perceived by the Russians as part of the military because they're working with the military equipment? And I also read that North Korea is sending troops to help Russia attack Ukraine. And I have not been able to fact check that. What do you know about these two stories?
Well, I'll take the last one first. The DPRK, North Korea, recently Vladimir Putin went there kind of hat in hand. They signed an agreement that if one or the other was attacked, that they would come to the defense. And in addition to that, there were some agreements on negotiations and exchange of artillery from the North Koreans, as well as, it now seems, soldiers. So it may be that we will see DPRK North Korean soldiers on the ground here in Ukraine fighting alongside the Russians. That is a double-edged sword, however, in many ways, because reciprocally, it appears as though Moscow's promise to Pyongyang is advanced missile technology. Well, Seoul doesn't like that very much. What Vladimir Putin seems to have overlooked is that by providing this technology and this aid to Pyongyang, it is provoking Seoul to seriously think about providing aid to Ukraine as well. This gets bigger and bigger. But it's important to note also that the Republic of Korea, the ROK, is one of the world's top producers of 155 millimeter artillery shells. And that's because of the tensions on the peninsula. If they were to redirect some of those artillery shells to Ukraine, it would be a potentially a massive resource for Kiev, because artillery shells have been a real big issue here. So that's what's happening in concerns with the peninsula, with Russia, and with Ukraine. And it's kind of troublesome to see this stretching beyond the borders. The effort has been to try and contain. Yes, the effort has been to try and contain this here. That's the whole point, is let's arm the Ukrainians and stop this conflict from spreading. With Vladimir Putin going to Korea and embroiling Pyongyang, and then Seoul's reaction to that as well, that's tricky stuff. So, but that is indeed happening, and it's troubling to think about the DPRK soldiers coming here now. Western advisors, and in particular American advisors coming over here, will not be in uniform. They will not be active members of the military. Now, we might be splitting hairs there, because
this is how John Kennedy started in Vietnam.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, this is why it is something that needs to be done with a great deal of precision and with delicacy. It's by no means a done deal, but there's a lot of talk here, and there has been for quite some time, of the need for more trainers and support groups, to come in here and give assistance for all these Western missile systems that are being deployed here, notably the F-16s, the HIMARS, the ATACMS, all these other things. But Tom, our active participation on Ukrainian soil is nothing new. We had trainers here almost immediately after the events of Maidan in 2014, when we had, American uniformed U.S. trainers on the ground in Western Ukraine as part of a NATO program. So it was a larger NATO umbrella training Ukrainian officers. And so this is in some ways not new, but the scale of it is going to be significantly larger. And what they will be training and providing logistical support to will be things that Moscow is very unhappy about. Now, it's going to be hard-pressed, Moscow is, to say that these guys are, active member of the U.S. military, and as such a representative of the American government and military. But it's still going to be a very contentious thing, and you're absolutely right. It could be a slippery slope. Surely, I am sure, knowing the Ukrainian armed forces, that they're not actively looking to draw in U.S. soldiers. But yeah, they do need that assistance.
But these would be civilian contractors, just to make it clear.
They would be civilians, just to be perfectly clear.
Which is not what John Kennedy did. He actually sent military.
Yes, but it's, we have the Latin American wars, and it's a slippery slope.
Check out Phil's On the Edge podcast. Thank you, Phil.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls. Should ultra-processed foods get tobacco-style warnings? Stay tuned. Do you know Cesar Millan? He was the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer, and is the star of the newest hit show, Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows, where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows, It's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to Blue and Chewy. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem so much younger and happier. I also like how it's easy to prepare. There's no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Matt Mayer on air.
It is Wisconsin. We need to have some kind of presidential debate drinking game. What is the cue?
Is it rigged? Is it?
Come on, man. Malarkey, though.
I think
malarkey is like a 5-point word.
Yeah, that's the one ring to rule them all. That is the one you want to get. I feel like he will switch some voters if he does malarkey because it's just so darn charming.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
What you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Bella DeVan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap the consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews is that they are powerful for healthy blood pressure, and that's something I need. They feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and heart health every day when I take them. Plus, there's no pills to swallow, and they taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeats is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced support healthy CoQ10 levels as well, which is an important nutrient for your heart's health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply and bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% by going to GetSuperBeats.com and using the code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's GetSuperBeats, B-E-E-T-S.com, and that code is TOM to get that free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15%. Once again, GetSuperBeats.com and use the code Tom, T-H-O-M.
In the land of the free, a shadow fell. A storm was brewing, could you tell? A man with power, a voice so loud, riled up the fear, drew in a crowd. He spoke of greatness, a wall so high, but underneath, the hate did lie. From screens and rallies, the fire spread. A virus of hate, so many misled. The drunk hate virus, spreading wide. Innocence lost, love pushed aside. In the hearts of many, darkness grows.
Yeah, it's the Trump hate virus. Welcome back. Ultra-processed foods need tobacco-style warning. People are starting this. You know, we're starting. The scientific community is starting to seriously wake up to this. This is the guy who his name is Carlos Montero, the professor who first coined the phrase UPFs, ultra-processed foods. He has now come out with a new statement that he was published in The Guardian. He says they're displacing healthier and less processed foods all over the world and causing a deterioration in diet quality. He said together these foods are driving the pandemics of obesity and other diet-related chronic diseases such as diabetes. He's talking about cereals, protein bars, fizzy drinks, ready meals, fast food. He said in the UK and the US, more than half the average diet now consists of ultra-processed foods. And among poor and disadvantaged areas in the U.S. and the U.K., the diet comprises as much as 80% ultra-processed foods. In February, the world's largest review of these foods found that UPFs were directly linked to 32 different diseases and harmful effects to health, including a higher risk of heart disease, a higher risk of cancer, a higher risk of type 2 diabetes, higher risk of adverse mental health conditions, depression, suicide, and early death. And he's saying that what we need are like tobacco-style warnings. You know, the tobacco industry was, you know, poisoning us for years. I mean, they still are. These people are criminals in my mind. But, you know, the way that we fought back, rather than criminalizing them, which I think we should have done, was by putting warning labels on them. You know, if you want to smoke cigarettes, you will die, right? And he's saying, you know, he said sale of UPFs in foods and health facilities should be banned, and there should be heavy taxation with the revenue generated used to subsidize fresh foods. And he says both tobacco and UPFs cause numerous serious illnesses and premature mortality. Both are produced by transnational corporations that invest their profits in aggressive marketing strategies and in buying politicians to stop regulation. Both are pathogenic by design. He says you can't reformulate these foods. You have to take them off the market. I saw one the other day for vegetables and fruit in little plastic bags for kids, and it was like it's ultra processed food. It's poison. It's incredible.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with your calls on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
This is a special report from ABC News. The race for the White House. I'm Richard Cantu. At the CNN presidential debate, President Biden and former President Trump clashed on all the major issues, but it's Mr. Biden's performance that's getting the most attention.
They wanted people to start paying attention. They wanted to try and quiet some of the criticisms about Joe Biden and show Americans that he is ready to do this for four more years. It's hard to say how this is the night that they were hoping for, and even the rules that they laid out with the microphones being muted really seemed to benefit Donald Trump throughout the night.
ABC's Karen Travers.
I think this is a disaster for Joe Biden. He looked every bit his age and more. The contrast with Donald Trump, who came across as so much more vigorous, was just stunning.
ABC News political contributor Steve Roberts. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters tell the Marquette poll they're more bullish on the economy in Wisconsin than nationwide. 44% say they have a positive view of the state's economy, while only 34% like the national outlook. 55% say Wisconsin is headed in the wrong direction. The House version of the federal farm bill would cut the SNAP low-income food program by $30 billion. The justification is to save taxpayer money, but advocates say SNAP is worth billions to local economies.
Every SNAP dollar is returned into the economy. It turns into profits for local businesses, for agricultural producers. When we stop investing in SNAP, those communities miss out.
Carmen Maradian says that would cost taxpayers down the road. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you don't feel like venturing into the theaters this weekend and want to stay home, here's a Pete pick. Check out season 3 of The Bear. If you haven't seen any of the show, you've got 3 seasons worth. The Bear follows Carmi, a young chef who leaves his high-end culinary gig in New York to run the family Italian beef joint in Chicago while dealing with crazy characters and drama from his family, both biological and vocational. All 10 episodes of season 3 dropped June 26th on Hulu. Speaking of The Bear, the show has an impressive amount of celebrity cameos this season. There never seems to be a shortage when the shows dominate the Emmys. Jamie Lee Curtis returns as Carmi's mom, Donna Berzato. Josh Hartnett will appear as Ricky's ex-wife, Tiffany's new fiancé. John Cena plays a Berzato family friend. Other guest stars include comedian John Mulaney, Community's Julian Jacobs, and John Bernthal, because he's in everything. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies here in the overnight and a light south to southeast wind. And by daybreak, temperatures in the mid and upper 50s. Showers and thunderstorms possible for your Friday. Mostly cloudy skies. Highs in the middle 70s. Currently 62 degrees.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
dialogue.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
This broad reaching, well, we can't help people because we can't control how they spend the money, somehow magically doesn't apply to billionaires, doesn't apply to corporations who dodge their taxes every year. The only people who are subject to the conservative morality police are poor people. How dare you?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's Friday, so I welcome host of Max Inc. Radio and Live in the Lair, Terry Barr, who always brings great music and conversation, and we'll discuss the legacy of Mel Brooks.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Seems so much younger and happier. I also like how it's not messy. It's easy to prepare. No messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. It's drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Airwaves ready for the fight. I'm challenging the voices that think they know what's right. You call me liberal, I wear it like a crown. I dare you to come forward, don't you back down. Come into my show, bring your facts and your fight. I'm ready for the truth, let's set the record right. You better know your facts and be prepared to stand. I'm here to hold the line with a reason in my hand.
Welcome back, 35 minutes past the hour. David in North Miami Beach, Florida. Hey, David, what's on your mind today?
Yes, Professor. It's a good thing that I'm going to City Hall today, if not as the mayor. Maybe I can help them install the new tip jar, according to the Supreme Court.
Right. I'm wondering if, you know, all over the country right now, politicians aren't starting to reach out to contractors who they could do business with, or their states or their counties or their towns could do business with, and say, hey, we're open for tips.
Right, so that's just the good part. There's always the bad and the ugly. So the bad is we may have to switch gears on the Supreme Court and do like the Charlton Heston Outer Limits episode, final appeal, where there's only 7, no longer 9 Supreme Court members.
Mm-hmm.
The ugly is that the moderator we really need is a Stephen Colbert character. Not his regular TV character, but as the killer he played in Criminal Intent, The Saint.
I didn't see the movie, I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, anyway, so in this episode, he is perpetually ripped off by his mother so she can give to the church. So his insanity, he kills as a way to undermine that very church. It sort of reflects the generational conflict between, say, Gen X and the boomers. The boomers have their eye on heaven more than their actual progeny.
Right.
So that character, since Trump is in love with Hannibal Lecter, let's give him the next best thing.
Mm-hmm.
The Colbert character as a sympathetic villain.
Yeah.
Because Colbert has testified to Congress in character, so why not moderate this crazy debate in character?
Okay, I get it. David, thank you very much.
I'm a helper. Thank you.
There you go. Okay. Malcolm in Bluebell, Pennsylvania. Hey, Malcolm, what's on your mind today?
Yes, Tom, you mentioned yesterday that Trump kind of went away for a few years, and so we weren't able to notice his memory, or at least his impediments. But I kind of beg to differ. I felt like after January 6th, he stayed just as relevant with the news cycle because we led into the failed coup and everyone that was complicit. But as a country, I feel like we have a justice system that was put in place to where we wouldn't have to deal with another Donald Trump. And the 14th Amendment should have kept him off the ballot. And we've had members of Congress that should be expelled, just like George Santos, for their participation and held to consequence for defying subpoenas. But unfortunately, they have immunity in terms of what I've seen, at least. Like, Jim Jordan has arguably been able to state any type of responsibility for any of his wrongdoings.
Right.
From running up into the skiff with a cell phone and on down the list.
Right.
That's all. So we have things in place, but for some reason, the justice system is broken when it comes to actually prosecuting this high a level of corruption.
Yeah. Well, also, so I mean, sure in Jim Jordan's case, for example, you know, there were young men who were molested when he was
back in college, right?
Yeah, and he apparently knew about it, but. I mean, you know, if you were thinking about suing somebody like Jim Jordan, I mean, you'd think two or three times real hard about that because these right wingers now, they've got people who will kill you.
I understand, but we can't at the same time with the country. We have El Chapo sitting in a supermax in Colorado, and we have facilities. We build more prisons and colleges in America. So yeah. I'm looking for that same justice system to stand up and protect the public.
Yeah,
it's if not. That makes sense.
Yeah, it's not happening easy, and it's not happening soon. Sadly, I mean, you know, particularly with all these Trump judges, and if Trump gets into the White House and we get another 300 Trump judges, it's game over. I mean, it's.
And to that point, you have callers that call in talking about I can't vote for Biden and support him because of whatever he said with Israel, but your alternative is Trump, who clearly stated. I stand with Netanyahu, and they need to see this thing through to the end.
Right. So, he said finish the job was his phrase. In other words, destroy Gaza.
Right. Trump will probably gladly put American troops on the ground if elected just to help out Netanyahu. And if we're serious, one last point with the Supreme Court, Clarence Thomas should be impeached once again for having laws in place to handle this type of corruption.
I agree. Well said. Malcolm, thank you very much. Paul in Ambler, Pennsylvania. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I wanted to consider the overarching aspect of neoliberalism, which is like the rise of the average person out of serfdom to become the bourgeois elite, the people whose industry and talent built up modern capitalist society in the face of absolute kings and princes of the church, and it created a world of greater prosperity and peace than we otherwise would have had because of the nature of having the chance of an evil king or a mad king. Russia, if you look at it, is supposed to have been brought into the West. And if I was just thinking about why do they persist in this war? It doesn't seem to make any sense.
Against
Certainly
Ukraine?
Not from the logic of, the war with Ukraine.
Well, Putin thought he would do it as easily as he did Crimea. He thought it would be a three-day operation.
Well, that's it, but it's not turning out that way. And when the circumstances on the ground change, you change course. But here's the thing. Even before then, why would he even embark on this? The world invested over a 20-year period after the fall of the Berlin Wall $250 billion in direct investment in Russia. 600,000 people were employed in automobile manufacturing plants paid for by Renault, Volkswagen, Toyota, Hyundai, General Motors, Ford. I mean, you can go on and on and on.
Yeah.
ExxonMobil invested tens of billions of dollars in exploration and technology so that the miserable level of industry that was the Soviet Union made them a world power and made them wealthy. They were brought into the G7. They made it the G8. They were integrated at the highest levels of political power. They were given $250 billion in direct investments, employing millions of people, improving their lives, giving them peace and prosperity. Why would they trade that for the misery of war, even if they thought they could do something just as easily? The people of Ukraine freely went into the across the borders of Russia, and people from Russia freely went across the borders into Ukraine. They didn't have to conquer it by force. They were conquered supposedly by the classical triumph of the bourgeois capitalism, which is going to eliminate war, because once we have free trade in markets, why would we want to destroy our investments unless you have a mad king or an evil king? Well, in Russia, apparently we have the worst aspects of both in Putin and the oligarchs.
Yep.
The oligarchs are just kings without a divine right. They can be as evil and corrupt, and they can be as mad as the worst kings of old. And in Donald Trump, we will get the worst of the evil king and the mad king in the United States. And the warfare that will arise out of the United States will be almost unimaginable. I could predict war with Mexico in a heartbeat. Wow. We will go in against the cartels, and we will do it to stop the invasion of all these poor people. And we will be as miserable in a perpetual war as Russia is with Ukraine.
Yeah.
It will be a disaster.
Yeah. I'm skeptical, but, you know, Trump has said things that would suggest that that actually would happen. I mean, he has talked about sending U.S. troops and U.S. bombers into Mexico. He's talked about it on multiple occasions. Paul, thank you for the call. Wow. Food for thought. 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the True People's Media. I'll be right back with your calls.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I've got a kid probably heading off to college in about a year and a half, and I'm doing everything I can to help her build her credit score. Now, one of the tips I was very excited to put into practice is adding my daughter as an authorized user on my most perfectly paid off credit card account. The idea here is that credit card companies report the payment histories of everyone with a card in their name, including the authorized users. That way, your kid benefits from your good credit habits and the length of your credit history and gets a boost to their credit score right out of the gate. Now, the rub is that not all card issuers report all this info, so it's essential to check with your card and make sure they report. And remember, this goes both ways. Good credit behavior boosts scores, but any slip-ups like missed payments or late payments, that hurts them. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
Our guest, Jonathan Gurko. Deliberative dialogue and democracy isn't winning an argument.
Instead of how do we win and end the conversation, how do we keep it going? How do I listen in a way on the assumption that someone else has something that I can learn from that will improve my point of view so that we can grow? To me, that's the democratic project.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews is that they are powerful for healthy blood pressure support, and that's something I need. They feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10, and I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and heart health every day when I take them. Plus, there's no pills to swallow, and they taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, a grapeseed extract in Superbeets is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. New Superbeets Heart Chews Advanced support healthy CoQ10 levels too, which is an important nutrient for your heart's health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeets Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% by going to GetSuperBeets.com and using the code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's GetSuperBeets, BEETS.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, to get that free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeets Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% by just going to GetSuperBeets.com and using the code TOM.
Of hell. To understand the world we're in, we must look back, let the journey begin. Know your history.
Welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour, and picking up your calls here, Timothy in East Berkshire, Vermont. Hey, Timothy, what's up?
Howdy, Tom. The media keeps talking about the emphasis on the F-16 to get to Ukraine, which, of course, is necessary. But I don't understand. They should give them A-10s, the A-10 Warthog, because they have too many guns on them, and they're meant to do one thing. They have an armored fuselage, and they're meant to do one thing. They're tank cannons, and they have too many guns on them. And they, both guns, they shoot 6,000 rounds a minute. In Jericho, Vermont, there's a firing range, and at the time, I was working for a friend, and we were installing fence, but we had to create a structure out of chain link, and they put they'd freeze it with ice in the winter so they could use it as a climbing wall. But my friend's dad used to work for General Electric, had a patent on the firing mechanism of the Vulcan and the minigun, and for the what's called a sabot. Anyway, they did a test firing for us. And at the firing range itself, they had a bay for 16s, even F-4s, believe it or not, A-10s, 14s, 15s, 35s, et cetera. But they did a test firing for us. They did a 100-round blast, took about a half an hour to set it up. And 100 rounds was 100 rounds.
Wow.
And they there's a computer that they had for the grouping and trajectory, if you will, and it was like a 3-inch diameter hole.
Yeah.
100 rounds.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
what I'm saying is they're low and they're slow and they're meant to kill tanks.
No, I get that, neither one of us have any control over what's going to be shipped to Ukraine. But I would love to see them get more lethal weaponry. They have to stop Russia, because if they don't, Russia's not only going to take Ukraine, they're going to take Latvia, Lithuania, Poland. I mean, it's good, and we're going to be in World War III.
Yeah.
You know, this is just an absolute mess. Timothy, I got to move along, but thank you for the call, and good points all. Beachside Bill in Orlando, Florida. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Afternoon, Tom. Glad you're feeling better.
I just want to, there's a lot going on. Yeah, there's a lot going on, but I just want to thank the U.S. Surgeon General. The other day, he came out and declared that U.S. gun violence is an urgent public health threat. So yeah. I just wanted to put that out because we're not now. No, it would be news any other day. You know, it'd be, you know, front. And they're already attacking him, by the way, the right wing. They're already saying they're going after the Second Amendment and you know, all this nonsense. But I just wanted to say thank you to him because it is, especially here in Florida, there's too many people dying from violent gunshots. And it's just, you know, I think back to Pulse, and I think back, you know, to Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, and just the violence and all over the country. But it's just, I wanted to thank him. What do you think? And do you think it'll have any teeth to it? You know, how much, what do you think?
The Surgeon General cannot impose law or policy on the United States. He's an advisor, pure and simple.
Yeah.
So he can't require, you know, warning labels or, you know, regulation of guns or anything else like that. As much as I would like him to be able to, but I think it's an important step. It should have been taken years ago. I mean, it's been what, almost a decade now that guns have killed more children than car accidents or any other cause. You know, it used to be car accidents, and you know, it is a public health emergency. We got 45,000 Americans who die every year from gun violence. You know, 160 some odd people are shot every. Was it every day or every hour? It must be every hour. I don't know. It's just incredible. So I'm with you, Bill. Bill, thank you for the call. Alfred in Pittsburgh. Hey, Alfred, what's up? Alfred? Going once, going twice. Sue Ellen in St. Simons Island, Georgia. Hey, Sue Ellen, what's on your mind today?
I wanted to tell you why I'm really looking forward to Netanyahu coming to speak before the Congress and the Senate.
Because?
And that is, Mark Pocan has promised that he will serve him a warrant.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
An arrest warrant? This is based on the International Criminal Court?
Yes.
Wow. So that's what they should do when Netanyahu shows up. They should arrest him.
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
Yeah, the problem is that we are not a signatory to the International Criminal Court. George Bush.
No, we're not.
That.
But we can still serve him. We can still serve him a warrant, and we could turn him over to the people who are.
Yeah. Oh my, that will be amazing, Sue Ellen. I did not know the Pocan had said he was going to do that.
Yes, he has.
That makes perfect sense. When did he say this?
Well, I think he said it on your show at one time, but I think it's also on the, he also said it, it's on the Signorelli report.
Oh, he said, Sean says he said it on Dean Obidala's show. That's okay. Amazing. Well, Sue Ellen, thank you for the call. Yeah, I got to run here, but thank you so much. It's great to hear from you. We'll be back on the other side of this break. The president of People for the American Way, president and CEO of People for the American Way, Svante Myrick, is going to be with us for the next hour. So stick around. This is going to get interesting.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you know Cesar Millan? He was the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer and is the star of the newest hit show, Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to Blue and Chewy. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem so much younger and happier. I also like how it's easy to prepare. There's no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we take a look back at the presidential debate. Also bring you an update on EVs what it means for Pete Buttigieg, and more. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Mino and the Mayor.
I got a text from some friends of mine. They're working for Habitat for Humanity today.
Oh, great.
I might run over there, just put on the tool belt and just kind of midriff shirt, whatever, and just kind of do some work.
Get a little sheen going.
Get a little sheen going for the ladies.
Yeah. The Mino Sheen.
Hey, that would be a good, like, fragrance, like a cologne.
Mino Sheen. What is she looking for?
Hey, Mino-sheen. You smell really good, yeah. Big boy.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning, 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.